I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan. This is the Allegheny Front. Now we shift from two-wheeled transit to energy news, specifically hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. In a far-reaching study of fracking in several states, researchers at the University of Texas found greenhouse gas pollution during fracking to be lower than previous Environmental Protection Agency estimates. The study resets a debate over the relative climate benefits for using natural gas versus coal and provides the largest to-date amount of field-level data from active drilling sites. I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan, and with me here is Reed Frazier, our Marcellus Shale reporter on the Allegheny Front. How you doing, Reed?
I'm doing great.
Now, Reed, supporters of natural gas are calling the study further proof that fracking is a way to mitigate our climate impacts by replacing coal with gas.
That's right, Jennifer. The study takes a really close look at a couple of key places in the natural gas production cycle where we didn't have a lot of data before on methane emissions from fracking. Now, let me back up a little bit and just explain that natural gas is a lot cleaner than coal when it's burned, but when it is released into the atmosphere, it's a very powerful greenhouse gas. So you don't want this methane just leaking out into the air. And so scientists have really been trying to pin down just how much methane gets out of natural gas wells. There are literally thousands of places where gas could leak out of the system from when it's drilled to when it comes into your home. And one of the places where they've been particularly concerned about is at the well site itself. So what they found, the University of Texas researchers and their colleagues around the country, they found that a lot less gas was leaking out than the EPA had previously estimated. And the specific number that they found for this one part of production called well completion, they found methane was leaking out at a rate 48 times lower than the EPA had estimated. So really, in the wells that they looked at, and they looked at about 500 wells, there were a lot less methane leaking out, and that its climate impact vis-a-vis coal is a lot lower because of that.
Just last month, we were talking about a study that was done in Utah and Colorado showing as much as 9% of gas was leaking out of wells.
Yeah, and you're probably wondering, well, what? Wait a second. I thought there was a lot of gas leaking out of these wells, and we should be worried, and now these guys in Texas are telling us the opposite. Part of it has to do with their methodologies. The team out in Colorado and Utah were flying over gas fields, taking ambient methane readings and extrapolating, okay, if we have this much methane in the air, that means this much of the natural gas that they're drilling below us is getting emitted. The Texas team kind of did the opposite. They got permission from natural gas companies to come onto their well sites and measure very closely what was happening at different parts of the drilling stage. So they just came up with different results.
Some are saying they came up with different results because they were differently funded, that is, funded by the industry.
Well, the industry did have a hand in funding the study, as did the Environmental Defense Fund, which is basically corralling a series of studies, over a dozen, into fracking, and this is one of them. The industry did not have any part in reviewing any of the research or writing. They couldn't, you know, sort of edit the scientists once they got on the site. But they did have a hand in choosing the sites in terms of they gave the scientists a list of sites that they could go to, and the scientists chose basically on feasibility. Could they get there that day? Could they get a team down with a monitoring machine? This has raised some eyebrows among climate hawks and environmental groups that are skeptical of fracking. They say that, well, this only proves that these wells that the industry picked were clean, that this isn't representative of the entire spectrum of natural gas wells in the country. And the authors agree. They say we shouldn't read too much into these results, that we should proceed with caution, that these are only 500 wells that we looked at. There are 500,000 gas wells in the United States, and they're in all kinds of geographic areas, and they use all kinds of techniques. So, but this is one data point, and I guess this will kind of set a lower bound as far as what people think is getting out of these wells. This is really, we haven't seen data from the well fields themselves in this quantity with this type of precision before. Now, one thing to keep in mind when looking at these results is that a lot of the wells that they looked at in this study use the most advanced technology available for capturing methane once a well is completed. This new technology will be mandatory for all wells by 2015. As the Environmental Defense Fund has pointed out, what this study really shows is that this new technology can really help curb greenhouse emissions from the fracking industry.
Thanks very much for sharing all this with us. And Reid Fraser, you tweet at Reid Fraser.
You got it.
This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.